This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is creating a new task force to study reparations for Black residents. His executive order says Black residents continue to experience the harms of slavery through policing, school closings, and the demolition of vacant homes on the South and West sides. The task force will make recommendations, and Johnson says the goal is to make reparations a reality.
Reparations will unlock the doors for prosperity to fully flow through the neighborhoods that have been disinvested in for decades. We apologize not just on behalf of Black folks who have been harmed, but their ancestors who never saw this day.
The task force builds on $500,000 included in Johnson's first budget to study the issue. Johnson also named the city's new chief equity officer. The watchdog for Chicago City Hall is calling out Mayor Brandon Johnson for failing to act on a campaign promise. As a candidate last year, Johnson vowed to rid the Chicago Police Department of cops who joined two extremist groups, the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. And last fall, the mayor's hand-picked police superintendent made similar promises, but the Office of Inspector General Deborah Witzberg now says they've, quote, fallen short of these commitments. In a letter to Johnson in April, a top Witzberg aide called on the mayor to take stronger action against officers with extremist ties and form a task force on the issue. Witzberg says the mayor's office has not yet responded to the letter. Illinois lawmakers have passed a bill expanding access to fentanyl testing strips in an effort to combat opioid-related overdoses. The bill just needs a signature from the governor to become law. It would direct the State Department of Human Services to create a grant program for health facilities to distribute testing strips, which test other drugs for traces of fentanyl. Harold Pollack is a public health researcher at the University of Chicago, and he says bills like this are needed.
Our society has such a tenuous commitment to the well-being of people who use drugs that when I see things like the fentanyl test strip law and other things that they're doing, I find it very heartening.
He says it's also important to make it easier for people to access medication used to treat opioid addiction, like methadone. Horticulturists have dubbed this week Pollinator Week across the country. To reinvigorate bee populations, some Illinoisans are turning to pollinator-friendly native trees and plants to fill their gardens. David Horvath works as an arborist in suburban Lake Bluff. He says pollinator planting is rising in a variety of habitats, even Chicago.
You can have potted plants that attract pollinators on a balcony, on a condo. That little patio or balcony in the city, that's a little oasis for those pollinators. That can help connect them to a local park where there's more food resources or habitat for them.
Horvath says Illinois state tree, the native white oak, supports more than 500 pollinators. Horvath recommends limiting pesticide use and to consider providing a water source so pollinators can hydrate safely. Couple more things you should know today. A 16-year-old boy died after he was pulled from Lake Michigan yesterday morning. The Sun-Times reports the boy and a 16-year-old girl were on a raft they took onto the lake from Montrose Beach at about 9 a.m. At some point, the raft flipped over. Police say the girl, who did not require medical attention, was pulled ashore by someone on the beach. Chicago Fire Department rescuers and a helicopter saw the boy underwater several hundred feet from the shore. Divers brought him in and started CPR, but he was pronounced dead at Weiss Memorial Hospital. The heat in Chicago isn't expected to die down anytime soon. Forecasts show daytime temperatures will remain in the 90s through Saturday. And to pile on, Thursday marks the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Experts say drinking water, applying sunscreen, and staying in the shade are key to staying healthy. The city has opened 6 cooling centers and all 77 Chicago Park District pools. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy with highs in the low 90s. And tomorrow, we're expecting similar temperatures with periods of rain. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.